Riot Platforms moves 500 BTC to NYDIG custody, signaling a possible sale. Riot Platforms deposited 500 BTC, worth about $37.2 million, into NYDIG custody in the early hours of July the 3rd, according to Cointelegraph's on-chain report. Transfers from a miner's own wallets to an institutional custodian are commonly read as preparation for a sale, and that is exactly the framing the report used. A potential disposal by one of the largest publicly traded Bitcoin miners in the United States. Bitcoin traded at $61,330 as of July 3, 2026, up 0.9% over 24 hours, while the Fear and Greed Index sat at 22, deep in fear territory, a deposit larger than a full day of network issuance. The size is the story. Since the April 2024 halving, the Bitcoin network mints roughly 450 BTC per day across all miners combined. Riot's single 500 BTC deposit exceeds that entire daily issuance, which means the coins cannot have come from a few days of fresh production. This is treasury movement, drawn from reserves the company accumulated over a longer period. That distinction matters for reading intent. A miner selling its daily production is routine cash flow management. A miner reaching into accumulated reserves and staging them with a custodian suggests a deliberate decision to raise a larger sum, whether for operating costs, expansion capex, or simply de-risking at current prices. Custody deposits as a sale. Tell moving coins to NYDIG does not confirm a sale on its own. NYDIG provides custody and financing services to mining firms, and miners have used custodied BTC as collateral for loans rather than selling outright. Riot has not published a statement explaining the transfer, so the sale reading rests on the on-chain pattern, not a confirmed transaction. Still, the pattern has a track record. Miners rarely move eight-figure sums into third-party custody without a financial operation attached. The two most common follow-ups are an OTC sale, which avoids slippage on public order books, or a collateralized credit line. Either way, the coins are being put to work rather than sitting idle in cold storage. If sources later confirm a loan rather than a sale, the market impact flips. Collateralized borrowing keeps the BTC off the market entirely. Miners are under margin pressure at 61K Bitcoin has spent recent weeks grinding between $60,000 and $70,000, and the mining sector feels that range more than anyone. Block rewards of 3.125 BTC per block, elevated network difficulty, and energy costs squeeze the margin on every coin produced. At 61,339, many operators sit far closer to break-even than they did during the run toward six figures. And treasury sales become a live option for funding operations without issuing shares. The market it would be selling into is fragile but improving. U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs recorded a $222 million net inflow on July 2nd, snapping a 10-day outflow streak, according to Wu Blockchain. One day of inflows after 10 days of bleeding is not a trend, but it does mean there was fresh demand on the other side of the book in the session before Riot staged its coins. A $30 sale is absorbable. The signal is not in pure volume terms. 500 BTC is small. Bitcoin's 24-hour trading volume stood at $37.8 billion as of July 3rd. So a $30.7 million disposal, especially one routed OTC, would barely register on price. Anyone framing this as a supply shock is overstating it. The signaling effect is the more relevant risk. Riot is a bellwether for the listed mining sector. If it is trimming reserves at 61K, traders will watch whether Marathon, CleanSpark, and other large holders follow, because coordinated miner distribution has historically marked local stress points in the market. With sentiment already at 22 on the Fear and Greed Index, the market is primed to read miner moves pessimistically. The next confirmation step is on-chain. Coins leaving NYDIG for exchange wallets would point to a sale, while coins sitting still would favor the collateral interpretation.